Life's a game, the world's a stage, and we are merely role players, where theatrical people play role-playing games. I'm Matt Boothman, and I'm your compere for this studio season. Here on Merely Role Players, we improvise stories to entertain you, and of course to entertain ourselves. And we use role-playing games to keep the story going places even we can't see coming, because as theatrical people, we're all about maximising the drama. Our studio is where we experiment with different formats, different role-playing games, and different genres of story. And this season in the studio, we're bringing you a selection of games from the Ultimate Micro RPG book, edited by James D'Amato. Because micro RPGs are naturally pretty short and self-contained, every episode this season stands alone and tells a whole story, start to finish. So if you know anyone you think would enjoy what we do here, you could try pointing them to one of these episodes as a starting point. I think they're a nice little taster of how we do things. In the meantime, please take your seats in the studio. Tonight's production is about to begin.
It might be roughly springtime in the real world, but actually I think you'll find it's summer break.
Woo!
This is a game called Summer Break, Defend Your Childhood by Joey Baranco. And we're all playing kids building a fort before getting thrown face first into the ferocious trauma that is high school. Cling to your final summer break with friends and defend your childhood fort from dangers that definitely are not allegories for adulthood. I'm Nat, and this is a GMless game, but I'll be kind of leading it. Let's go around the group and see who everyone's playing.
I'm Matt, and I'm going to be playing Andrew, known as Annie, who is 8 years old and a bit of a crybaby.
I'm Strat. I'm going to be playing Billy, who is 10 and a half, very much like running around in forest, climbing trees, falling out of them. But wants everybody to be able to join in with that, so it doesn't take it too far.
I'm Ellie, and I'm going to be playing Kara, who is 12. Kara is a tiny gymnast sport kid, but with a pretty snotty attitude.
Hello, my name is Josh. I am playing Sam, aged 14 years old, and is very much an old soul. And definitely too old for this shit.
We've got the one responsible adult in the fort. As I said before, I am Nat, and I will be playing Max, who is, looks at Strat, locks eyes. I am 10 3/4.
Oh, you're so much older than me.
That couple of months makes all the difference. Max is a bit of a skate goblin. So the beanie, the shaggy hair, the big trousers, and the skateboard. We all have stats, think, feel, and do, and we've had 6 points to distribute however we feel amongst those, and those are going to be added to our dice rolls for defending the fort. Before we get into that, we need to decide how we all know each other. Like, did we attend the same school, or did we play sports together? Are we related? Why does an 8-year-old hang out with a 14-year-old in a fort?
I'm somebody's younger sibling, surely.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you want to be mine?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah? Cool.
Do you think perhaps we're all cousins, like, collectively we are all cousins? It's like this is all of our parents are off being grown-ups, and they're like, go kids, play. And there's a big age difference, but we don't care because we've been looking after you for ages and we want a break.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that works nicely.
I suppose technically as well, if we live close, do we live close enough, or is it cousins that only see each other over the summer break when family does get together?
Yeah, it's like a yearly family holiday maybe.
Yeah, either at like one family member's house which has woods, or all of the families come together at like a centre parks or something like that.
Yeah, or it's the mutual grandparents.
Oh yeah.
That's a nice idea, in the country, but yeah.
Lovely. So we know why we all get together. So this fort, we're going to build it together. It is sacred. It is our place of safety, fun, and independence. And grown-ups cannot enter it at all. We need to build our fort by spending fort points. And this is determined by number of kids plus six. So that's, we have 11 fort points to spend. And different attributes cost different amounts. We could have fortified walls, which give our fort two health. We could have it could be elevated or underground, which means it's in a tree or a cave. So elevated or underground costs three fort points, but gives us three health points. The fortified walls costs two fort points, but gives us two health points. Weapons cost five fort points, so that will be...
What kind of weapons?
Well, it could be...
Gatling gun, barbed wire,
water balloons, slingshots, snowballs. A little bit more kid-friendly. And that means we only add one HP, but we can add extra strength to our attacks against the monster. So that's pretty darn good. Or we can have an alarm system for one FP, one fort point. Once per game, we can make sure that we act first on a turn. Usually, the way it works is a kid and a monster will roll off, and then the monster will attack first and the kid will respond. Hmm. But if we have an alarm system, we can guarantee that we get to act first. Hmm. Or we could have electricity, which presumably means we've got like a cool TV setup.
But and also, a SNES.
And a SNES. But maybe could also use that to defend or attack. And that gives us two HP as well. Now, I know there's I threw numbers out at you as well, but does anyone have any like instant leanings thematically of what we want in the fort? Yes, Josh.
Treehouse, please.
You want it elevated?
Yeah. Yes, treehouse. 100%.
Yeah, great. All in agreement?
Yeah. Yeah.
Matt?
Electricity, please.
Okay, cool. So that's going to be another two. Basically, we've got enough fort points left that we could have weapons and alarm system or... fortified walls, an alarm system, and yeah.
I guess you can take fortified. You could things like fortified walls. You could take twice.
Yeah. Otherwise yeah, I think so. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So weapons are super expensive. So we'd only have that and the alarm system. We could spend the money on, or we'd have multiple fortified walls. Mm-hmm. Or I think that's probably the thing that makes most sense.
Yeah, I think I'd go for alarm system with weapons.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm. Weapons give us extra hit points to the fort as well.
Yeah.
Great.
So it's expensive, but you get a lot of bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm. So we have...
with kid weapons.
A treehouse with weapons and alarm system and electricity, which means that we have... 3 HP from the tree element of it, 1 HP from the weapons, 1 from the alarm system, and 2 from the electricity. So we only have 7 hit points.
Is that bad?
It may be.
Okay, we'll
but we've got lots of ways to sort of turn it around and attack.
We are glass cannons.
Glass cannon. That's what our treehouse is going to be called. The
glass cannon. It's that stupid TV that Annie wanted to have installed.
Does anyone have any immediate feelings about what kind of weapons? Or do we want to wait until we...
I think we can probably wait, right?
Yeah.
I like at least, you know, the
tennis rackets and pine cones.
Yeah, slingshot / catapults that are sort of mounted on the railing. So you're not pulling it yourself, you're just pulling it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah.
So they can be a little bit bigger.
Nerf guns.
Nerf guns.
Yeah, nice.
Loved a Nerf gun as a kid.
Nerf guns are great. So now we're going to figure out what our danger is going to be. Could someone please roll me a d6?
Strat's being brave.
Brave boy.
Diving in.
Two.
A two. The beast.
Oh no.
Yeah. Is that bad?
Yes.
Oh,
it sounds bad.
This danger can dig underground or climb a tree.
Oh, piss.
And deals plus 2 damage.
Mm.
Or...
it can only climb a tree if it rolls well, though.
Yes, yeah. And it's got 11 hit points.
Whoa!
Nice.
Blimey.
The danger, the beast, will stop at nothing to destroy our fort. We must unite cousins together to defeat it and defend our fort. We take turns determining the actions and dice rolls for your danger. So we as a group, we're sort of narrating it, what is the beast going to try and do?
Mm-hmm.
And let's try not to chicken out and be like, oh, it just sits at the bottom of the tree and just has a little scratch, like it's going to attack us. And then we all roll 1d6 to determine turn order. The danger attacks first, followed by a kid. But we have an alarm system, so once per game, the kids may go first.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do this now. Let's all roll a d6 to determine what order we're going in. So we're going Ellie, Josh, Nat, Strat, Matt. So each turn, we'll decide collectively what the danger is going to do, and the kid in question is going to decide what they're going to do to defend it, and then you roll with your stat that you think is most appropriate, think, feel, or do, and the highest roll wins that turn. The winner may cause 2 damage to the danger or the fort, or repair the fort by 1 HP. So basically, it's kind of an attrition thing. Can we keep our fort alive longer than the beast?
Mm.
Does everyone know what they're doing?
I believe so.
Yes.
So we're in our treehouse. It's nearly the end of summer. This is like the last night before we all leave and go back to our various cities. The sun is setting and we can see out the window. There's like beautiful countryside, so we've got that pink sky over the fields. But we're in our treehouse. We're not looking at the outside. We're Snares kids.
Yeah.
So we're in the treehouse. We've not got 5 controllers, so who's actually playing?
Surely little Annie's gonna be playing.
Yeah. Gotta make sure Annie doesn't.
Annie
get
makes
upset.
A fuss.
Oh, but yeah, Annie will cry if they don't get a chance to use the Snares.
Yeah.
I think the person not playing is Billy.
Uh-huh.
Billy is all about climbing trees and scraping knees, so he's probably like sat watching and being part of it and enjoying the company of his cousins, but with like legs dangling over the side of the treehouse, looking out at the setting sun,
mm-hmm.
knowing this will all soon be over.
Max would be playing, but is also like very chill about sharing the controller, so if any of the others wanted to turn, it would be their turn. But otherwise is sat like squatted on her skateboard, like knees up high like a frog and kind of scooting forwards and backwards whilst playing.
Nice. Sam's too old and too cool to be playing snares, so he's reading a teenage person's magazine. You know, one of those gossip magazines you get in the mid-90s and the noughties. And is rolling their eyes at having to babysit again for another year. The curse of being the eldest cousin, having to look after the children.
Kara's not playing. Kara is just practicing handstands and generally like swinging about.
I feel like if would Sam be reading out any of the stuff in your gossip magazine?
Ooh, I don't think any of the kids care about what's in there. I think you guys have, correct me if I'm wrong, but I imagine you're all too young to care about. Oh, how do you make boys at school fancy you? How do you?
My point is like if it was mentioned out loud, Max would be actively like. Ugh, gross.
Oh, yeah. If it winds Max up, then Sam will tell you and show you like pictures of like teenage heartthrobs.
Get it away.
And if it's tips about how do you make boys like you at school, and he's gonna be like, stop talking about school. We don't have to go back yet. I don't want to think about school.
Whatever. Straight back to the magazine. What were those magazines called? The children's like preteen
teen
magazines.
Show, like Girl Chat.
Yeah. Ms. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Read one of those.
And in the... Did you have any music playing, Kara, while you're doing your little...
Doing a little routine.
Yeah. It's quite a big treehouse if you've got space to do a routine.
I think it's... Well, I'm just thinking, like, just off a branch, like...
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Doing some dangling.
Great.
Kara's into gymnastics, so it's...
So I reckon you're the first one. If you're outside the treehouse... I know, Billy, you are as well, but you're also very focused on, like, the next branch and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Probably, like, seen a bug that I'm interested in.
Yeah. So I think Kara is the one that sees it as the sun dips below the tree line of the woods in the distance. A shadow pulls out of the forest and starts galloping towards the treehouse. As it gets closer to the lights of the main house beyond the treehouse, the shadow extends and extends, and you start to see the outline of fur and claws and teeth, and it lets out a great roar as it gets closer to the treehouse and is going to start running towards you. Let's have a roll off.
Oh my god.
Before you roll, what do we think the beast's first action is going to be?
How about if it's barreling towards us at top speed, slam into the tree try and make these two fall down.
Especially if there's two hanging on the outside. Yeah. So it's going to try barreling in. You see it. What are you going to try and do?
I'm going to shout.
Yeah.
Incoming.
Yeah.
And then I think I would... straight away try and get to a weapon.
Okay, cool. What weapon are you reaching for?
Anything off the tree? Acorns, or is it an apple tree, maybe?
Conkers.
Conkers.
Yeah. Conkers.
Spiky chestnuts.
Spiky chestnuts.
Pine cones.
Pine cones, yeah.
All on the same tree.
Yeah.
It's a magical
very
tree.
Interesting tree.
There's hand grenades growing there as well.
Yep.
I think catapults and using nature's bullets seems like...
Nature's bullets.
Good solution.
Amazing. Okay, so now we do a roll off. Does anyone want to roll for the beast?
Why don't you do it as the first, right, first action? Okay.
Also, do you, we'll take it in turns. Do we want to use the alarm system for this one? That's it would seem true. Appropriate if it's the first.
Do we want to guarantee that you go first? I think so.
Yeah. Does it cost us anything to use the alarm system?
We can only use it once.
Okay. Well, I mean, this seems like the only time to use it at the first approach, really, doesn't it?
Sure.
Yeah. And you did literally say that you're going to be shouting.
Incoming.
Yeah.
So
you are our alarm.
I was going to say, is the alarm system Kara?
Kara's going, like,
great.
Conch. It's a war!
We're still going to do the contested roll, mm-hmm. just to see what it would be. But I guess this is just to make sure that I don't roll a natural 6 so it starts climbing.
Mm.
But you are definitely going to go first, so you get to decide whether you hurt the beast or heal the tree.
Oh, God.
What a decision. Ready?
Yeah.
So I rolled a 3, but I always add 5 to my roll.
What?
Because there's 5 of us. Oh, or the beast man. Does.
Heck.
Wow.
Blind.
Heckins.
What,
so,
are you adding, Ellie? Which stat are you using?
I think it's Doo, isn't it?
This feels like a Doo moment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like this is a, come on everybody, and you're grabbing and you're
raise
attacking
your arm and
directly.
Get the weapons.
Yeah, so I think this is a Doo.
So in that case, I've got a total of 8.
Oh, 8 and 8. So we're equal. Okay, so because we have, because we've matched,
mm-hmm.
I think usually, because the danger gets to go first, the danger would win, but you've pulled the alarm. So I think that means you get to do your attack.
Great.
You get to do 2 damage to the danger. Or the fort, if you want.
I want to damage the danger, please.
Okay, great. What does it look like as you start attacking with your conkers?
So Kara's just picking up conker after conker, firing them out like a robot. She's been training her whole life for this. Pow, 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 straight down at the beast.
Badass. And the beast has come in to rock into the tree and do a big shake to knock you out, but the conkers have deflected, so its gallop has been slowed, so it doesn't quite have, it still bumps into the tree, but it's more like dazing itself rather than actually shaking anyone out. And then we swing round to Sam's turn. You've heard the alarm go off.
Mm-hmm.
You know there's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's going to start like scrabbling at the base of the tree, and
could just start throwing some of the things back.
Oh.
Because it wants to get us, and we've just provided it with ammunition.
Yeah, true.
Absolutely, yeah. It's got some tough conkers.
It wants to destroy the fort, right?
Yeah,
that's why it's here,
yeah,
not necessarily for us. So is it going to start attacking the fort now?
Yeah, lobbing stuff at the fort.
Yeah, that makes total
so
sense.
So it's going to try and do that.
I'm going to go into big older cousin mode, very protected mode, lean out the door, look down at the beast, and yell for everybody else to get in and to get behind me. And I'm going to roll up my little magazine. And as it starts throwing things up, I'm just going to try and bat them away to try and protect the treehouse.
So you're angling for a feel roll there?
Yes, because it's all about the feelings. It's this strong, overwhelming urge to look after the youngsters.
Sure.
Otherwise, I don't know how else I can get it into the game.
the parental urge. All right.
Yep.
Does anyone else want to roll for the beast this turn?
I don't mind rolling for a beast.
+5.
Hi-ya! 10. Right.
8 again.
8. So the beast goes first, but the power of Kara's deflective... Sam's deflective Ms. magazine.
Yeah, so it's throwing up like, what were you throwing spiky conkers. Yeah. So the beast is using its big, strong, beasty arms to throw them up to try and like knock some of the nails and the wood that's holding it all together. And I'm just Sam's just hanging out the side of the treehouse. And as they come up, it's just knocking them back down like a whack-a-mole straight into the beast.
Somebody's old enough to be playing rounders at school.
Yeah, pretty much. Star Rounders champion Sam. Boom, boom, like that.
Amazing. Then we come round to Max's turn.
Could the beast try and climb? No, it didn't roll a 6, did it? So does that mean it cannot fly?
What if the beast begins to grow?
Ooh,
it won't need to climb if it's big enough to
just
reach.
Swap.
reach into the treehouse.
Because it's been annoyed because a few of those spiky conkers are just like stuck in its head and it's going...
Yeah. How horror do we want to get this? Do we want it to just swell in size, or does one of its arms start to get longer and it tries to like paw around the entrance?
Oh, yeah. Spiky arm, yeah. All claws and hand.
Like that. Great. Yes, it does that.
It does.
Thanks,
that
Matt.
Thing.
What a great idea.
It's adulthood coming to get us.
No. Growing pains.
The long arm of adulthood.
And it's got a tax bill it's holding onto at the top.
Well, in that case, I think Max is probably going to respond. Instead of grabbing Nerf weapons, is going to dive out from behind Sam and try and whack the hand with her skateboard. That's my plan.
Nice.
Here.
Nice. I'll roll for the beast this time.
Okay, I'm rolling with do.
Seven.
Ooh, seven.
That's bad.
So what's going to happen then? You roll for the beast?
I think the beast is going to grab you.
No! Max has run straight into its trap.
Yeah, it wraps its long arm tendril style around your waist and pulls you up into the air and towards back out of the treehouse.
And you'd
it's got to damage the treehouse in the process.
Sure, so it thrashes around as it grabs you, sort of shaking the treehouse, and a few bolts, nails, bits of wood start to come loose.
Still growing. It was holding Max sideways as it pulled her out of the door.
Yeah.
Yes.
Him, her?
Her.
Out of the door, so just splinters the frame.
Yeah. We spent so long on that frame.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Okay, well, it's got Max in its claw now. What's it going to try and do next? I mean, throw her.
Throw her out of the treehouse.
Wow. Or throw her at the treehouse to try and damage it.
It's
going to
damage the treehouse. That's what it's going for. So, yeah. Maybe
through the roof.
Maybe there's a weak point that we've patched up over the years with like bits of cardboard.
Maybe there was a storm one year and one of the branches above the treehouse came loose and crashed through the roof and we've done a bit of a bodge job on it.
It's going to try.
It's got a weak point.
Yeah, throw her through the
sunroof.
Oof.
In that case, we're over to Billy.
Well, I don't want that to happen to my wonderful cousin. So I am going to get really, really cross and stand at the top of the on the side of the treehouse and just yell down at the beast, "You horrible big bully, leave her alone!" And try and distract the beast so it comes after me rather than after my cousin.
So brave, so brave. Yeah. So what are you rolling with?
Feel.
That? Feels. Roll with feels. Who wants to roll for the beast? Ellie, you've not rolled yet.
Oh no!
What are the numbers?
11.
Oh, did
the beast rolled a 6.
It rolled a 6.
A 6, which means it gets to climb.
Oh no!
But it's already got a long arm.
So it's using Max for leverage. That's all the rest of it can get up there.
Fall in the tree.
Slams Max into the roof and uses that as like leverage to extend its other arm and start climbing and climbing.
I think where it's using that horrible long claw for leverage, it's over the lip of the top of the treehouse and like tears off half of one of the walls.
Oof.
Nasty. I hate to do this, but the beast's special thing is deals +2 damage.
It does. +2 damage extra. I just want to flag that then, that we have 1 HP left on our treehouse team.
Oh no!
Oh my goodness.
Oh man, adulthood sucks.
It's,
I hate responsibility.
It's all going to come round to Annie's turn, but what do we think the beast is going to do?
I think it's going to make us have a mortgage.
It's,
if we're lucky,
erupting through the floor of the treehouse going, "This is going to lower the market value."
Oh, interest rates are rising.
Oh, I thought games were an escape. My life.
Is it, like, now that it's sort of, it's climbed the tree and it's kind of up here, is it just going to, like, wrap some of those horrible long limbs around some of the superstructure and just try and pull inwards to try and collapse the walls?
Yeah. Becomes all encompassing. Oh, in that case, what is Annie going to try and do in response?
Annie, now that it's actually up here in the treehouse, Annie is going to try and strategically break the electrical line that is powering the snares. To see if we can electrify the beast.
Smart.
Yes, well done.
Using that thinking power.
Using your think.
Nice. All right, who wants to roll for the beast this time?
I'm not allowed anymore.
I think it's your turn.
It's back around.
That's down to you.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Rolling with a plus four here. That's a 5 plus 4 is 9.
Great. I mean, I rolled a 6 total because I rolled a 1 on the dice. So, great.
Yeah. Yes.
Annie's choice.
Can I heal the fort by 1, please?
Please do. Yes.
So I'm trying to electrify the beast, but in fact, what I do is I'm sort of messing with cabling, running around under everybody's feet as all of this is happening, winding cabling around everywhere, and managed to actually reinforce the fort with our terribly bodged kid cabling.
Nice.
Amazing. So we now have 2 HP. So it's going to be a tough couple of rounds, I think, though, folks. So we're back round to the top. Mm-hmm. The beast has been electrocuted away a little bit. And I think, presumably because it can climb a tree, but only on a 6, does that mean the electricity has made it slide down to the bottom of the tree again?
I'll be happy to say that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So it's presumably going to try and climb back up, mm-hmm. but it's going to have a big old scrabble at the base of the tree with its big claws.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Trying to reach up and take out some of the branches so that it's harder for us to climb down.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're stuck up there. What's Kara's plan?
We have got a stash of rocks.
Great.
On a particularly strong branch.
Yep.
And just going to start pushing them off. Ooh. One by one. Down on to try and get them to land on the beast.
I haven't rolled for beast yet. 7 total for the beast.
8 total.
Yes!
Nice.
I'm having to use all my force to just push them to get them to come off of the branch. And they are really chunky, jaggedy rocks. And as they fall, they make a sort of satisfying, and then impact on the beast, a nice firm doof noise.
Great.
Right on his windpipe.
Yeah. And are you choosing to damage the beast or fix the treehouse?
Oh, I think we need to fix the treehouse, probably.
Okay. So you heal 1. We have 4 HP marked off, 3 boxes to be ticked. So we're in a much safer position than we were before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's now under the boulders, but presumably is going to maybe try and throw one back again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It worked for it last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is Sam going to do?
Do we say we've got a Nerf gun up here?
Yeah.
I'm going to grab one of the Nerf guns from up here and I'm going to aim for the eyes.
Great. Let's do that roll.
It's only a 2 for do. I don't think I can.
2 for do.
I can't convince anybody that's a fail.
Going to have +2 because of weapons.
Yeah. Yes. So +4 to this roll.
Ooh,
10.
Nice.
5.
10.
10.
Oh, goddamn, 10 as well.
Oh.
So the beast wins the
that's unfortunate.
Tie-off, right?
That's
the best I could have rolled.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's oh, man. This beast is tough.
Yeah. +5. That sucks.
Yeah, I guess it does the 2 damage. The winner could repair 1 HP to the fort. Maybe the beast wants to fix it.
The beast has a change of heart. Come on.
Reason with it.
I'm the repair beast.
Maybe that's the key, is using your feels to reason with it.
Did we even ask it what it wanted?
No.
It through,
everyone asks what is beast, but not how is beast.
Good point. Well, it's your turn now, so...
Okay. Well, it's managed to throw its rocks back. Mm-hmm. What do we think it's going to try and do next?
Use its arm to just pull at the tree itself to just dismantle it. It's not going for bits anymore. It's going for the final blow.
Oh, the full tree.
Yeah.
It's going to fell this
spinal tree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like she's on the roof at this point. I think
winded.
Yeah, winded. But I think if ever there was a time for the sickest flips, now is the time, and she's going to try and use the angle of the roof to skate down, do a back, like a skateboardy backflip, and land on the beast's head.
Nice.
To try and knock it out a bit. That's
risky, sis. Risky.
Yep. But, you know, risk it for a biscuit. Here we go. Okay, I rolled a 1.
It rolled a 2 plus 5 is 7.
This is such a tragedy. Oh,
it's devastating.
Oh my god.
The tree, it's just ripped from the ground.
Max falls through the air, lands on the beast's head, but the beast cares not.
Oh,
she rail grinds down the beast's back.
And the beast goes, thank you. That was a scratchy part of my back.
But as it reacts and tears the tree apart.
We all hold hands in the treehouse as it all comes crumbling down around us.
Rips the trunk in half.
This is not how I foresaw this going.
As we all fall in slow motion out of the tree to the ground below. Everything cuts to black.
We all fall in slow motion out of the treehouse. And the next thing we all know is we're all in the car on the way home.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Just looking through, like, the window, rain streaming down the car window, and you just see, like, the shadow of the memory of a happy time in the treehouse as we're heading to adulthood and school.
Yeah. One of our parents say, "It's a shame Mum and Dad are moving house. The kids always enjoy playing in that garden."
Oh!
Sam's parents are getting divorced because of what happened to the treehouse.
Because Sam was conceived in the treehouse.
Revolting. No, that was the only thing that was holding their marriage together.
The treehouse.
It was a metaphor.
Right.
It had their initials carved in the trunk and it's been split in two. So.
What happened to everybody else?
Max and Annie... As the tree was split in half, we landed on different sides of it, which was metaphorical because we grow further apart and we become like bickering siblings.
Yeah, just two very different personalities. Yeah.
Poor Billy caught scarlet fever that winter.
I think it's worse, Josh. I think it's worse. I think Billy goes home and it's time for the big school, so that all those shorts that he's been wearing and scrubby his knees, they all get thrown out by Mum, and suddenly trousers are in his life and they feel so restrictive and dull, and he can't run and climb as much as he used to.
His legs are too warm.
They are.
And what happens to Kara?
Well, suffering such a defeat, she loses interest in gymnastics.
No!
She's moving to a new school anyway and they don't have a gymnastics club.
He's driven to a life of drugs. And booze.
Yeah, she's on the crank now.
Well, this has been merely Rob.
with those haunting images. That is the last summer. Thanks so very much, everyone.
Sometimes summer breaks like that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nat.
Cheers.
Slow clap. Slap clap.
So uplifting.
This has been a studio production from Merely Role Players, starring Natalie Winter, Josh Yard, Strat, Ellie Pitkin, and me, Matt Boothman. Strat planned this season, I edited and produced this episode, and our theme music is by Alexander Pankhurst, inspired by Horse Elevator. We were playing games by Keith Baker and Jen Ellis, Jen Martin, Alex Roberts, Shana Germain, Joey Baranko, and Alex Flanagan, all published in The Ultimate Micro RPG Book, edited by James D'Amato and available from all good booksellers. Merely Role Players is a Foggy Outline production in association with Blackshaw Theatre Company. Until next time, if drama be the food of life, play on!